how one of Don's clients was groomed. I'm Barbara Roberts. This is the chapter from my second interview with Don Hennessy, published on YouTube.
Way back in the 90s, I had a very, very capable young woman as a client. She was, when I met her first, she wanted to get rid of her partner. She had four children, all teenagers at the time, and said to me, "I can't live with him anymore. Very shallow kind of a man. He has no emotions. I can't get him to realize what he's doing to his children, and just lives on a very non-emotional kind of a plane in his thinking. And he is quite abusive in that part of his approach, both to her and to the children. And he was very demanding sexually as well." So she divorced him. Her social friends, a couple of girls that she grew up with, they kept on saying, "Look, Anne, you have to come out again. You can't just sit at home for the rest of your life. You have to be, you know, come out for a break and have a little bit of social activity." So she went out one evening and she was sitting having a drink with two of her friends. And this guy approached her and she said, "Look, would you just leave me alone? I'm out here with my friends and I don't want to have anything to do with men ever again." And he said, "Oh my God, that's terrible. What really happened to you?" So she began to tell him, and she told him that she was married to this very shallow kind of a guy, and she didn't really get on with him, and he had no depth, and he had no emotional life or anything. He kept calling to her place of work after that, asking her how she was, and asking her how her life was going, and how was she dealing with all the children on her own and everything. And she was just pleasant to him without saying anything to him. So he called one Saturday and he said, "Anne, would you ever do me a favor? My wife has divorced me and I am living in a little apartment now. And I'm trying to put some curtains on the windows. So I wonder, would you call up just, I don't mean anything by it now, but would you just call up for 10 minutes and tell me what the best curtain shades would be for the room I'm in?" So she thought that was quite simple. So she went up to the room on the Sunday, and there were several philosophical books up on the coffee table by Aristotle and Maximus Aurelius. And she said, "Oh," she was so impressed. "At long last, I've met a man who has a bit of depth in him." And she was really overcome by this discovery. So she began to meet him on a more regular basis. And after 6 months, he was, after terrifying her so many times, that she went to Spain to go on holiday, and she told nobody she was going. And on the second night, when she was going back into her room, she discovered the room door was open and he was inside in her room. She had to call the police in Spain just to get rid of him. And when she sat in front of me, she said, "Don, the worst thing I realize now," she said, "is the bastard never read one of those books in his life." But how he groomed her exactly at what she was looking for. I've seen that pattern repeated various levels since then.
Heartbreaking, but very, very true to life. Breaks my heart when I see women on the internet, because there's so many target women who've got out of their abusive relationships, trying to find connection on the internet with other women, or maybe they're still in the abusive relationship and they're kind of working out how to exit. And they've, and some of them, quite a lot of them, who say, "I've been in one abusive marriage," or, you know, had one abusive man as a long-term partner. They say, "I know how to recognize them." And they're going on their assumption that because they know what that abuser, their first abuser, was like, and they can discern and identify all abusers from there on. And it's such a dangerous assumption.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a fallacy, because it actually seems to indicate that us men are really stupid people. Men who want to groom people are very, very smart and clever.
And all of them know that women don't like to be abused.
Absolutely.
So they all know that they have to put on this facade at the beginning to work out, well, my facade's got to be tailor-made for the woman I'm targeting.
No, that's part of the process. Yeah, you listen to her and you present the facade that you know will work best with her. It's quite simple because it's very black and white. There are no gray areas with these guys. This is what they're about. It's quite simple. If you hone it down into their minds and into their behaviors, you can see that it's a very simple process.
Brought to you by Barbara Roberts. Find me on Substack, my blog, cryingoutforjustice.blog, and my YouTube channel, Barbara Roberts Crying Out for Justice. Find my book at notunderbondage.com or Amazon. Thank you for listening.